Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. Today's the last Daf of the sixth parak of Shabbos. Today's like a benchmark. After today's Daf, the Masechta takes a completely different turn. We start actually talking about real issues of Shabbos, that malachos and exciting stuff. Just today's Daf is exciting in its own way. It's very, very, very unique Daf today. Extremely unique. Most of it we're not going to understand one word of it. Here we go. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said like this. Le'eshasa for Tilsa, for a three-day fever, Lysi Shiva Silvi, take seven branches, Mishiva Dikli from seven palms, the Shiva Tzivi, seven pieces of wood, Mishiva Kshuri from seven beams, Mishiva Sichi and seven nails, Mishiva Kshuri from seven bridges, Mishiva Katimi and seven measures of Afer, Mishiva Tanuri from seven ovens, Mishiva Ofri and seven things of dirt, Mishiva Sanri from seven doors, Mishiva Kufri and seven pitches, seven measures of pitch. Mishiva Arbi from seven boats. Mishiva Buni and seven seeds. Kamuni of cumin. Mishiva Beni Midikna Dekal Basaba and seven hairs from the beard of a old dog. Vilatzarinhu Bechalala Debei Tavara and mix it all up and put it by your neck. Benira Barka, hanging by a hair. That could take you like a year to do all that, right? Okay. I'd rather be sick than do that. What this means, I have no idea. Amar Rav Yochanan, Leshasa Tzemirta, for a sickness of Tzemirta, which is something that heats up the whole body, Lishkal Sakina Dekula Parzla, take a knife that's all metal, Veleza Leheka De'ika Vardina, and go to a place where there's a rose, Velikdar Bey Nira Barka, and what does that mean? And tie it by a hair next to your, what does that mean?
Strand of hair.
Tie it with a strand of hair. Yomakama, on the first day, lichrok beipurta, carve a little bit off, and say like this, v'yar malach Hashem elav, which is by the sneh. Lamachar, the next day, lichrok beipurta, carve a little more, v'lema v'yomer Moshe asurin of era. Lamachar, lichrok beipurta, cut a little more, v'lema v'yar Hashem kisor l'ros. Right? And Hashem saw that he turned away to see. Amalei Ravacha Berei Derava Ravashi Velema, say like this. What about the pasuk of Yom Artzik of Halom? What about that pasuk? How can that pasuk not being mentioned? Sigmar says you're right. El Lem Yom Akam the first day Lema V'yam Alach Hashem Elav V'yam Moshe Lamacha V'yam Lema V'yar Hashem Kisar Leros Lamacha V'yam Artzik of Halom V'chi pasuk lay, and when the sickness goes away from you, let's just say, what does that mean? Lower yourself, and cut it off. Cut off that rose, that whatever that is. And say like this: Hasne hasne, the sne. Not because you're the biggest bush. That's why Hashem picked you. That's not why. Ella mishum demiachas mikol ilane asher kutcher brachos shechente alecha. But it's because you're the lowest branch. You're the lowest lowest bush, the most humble. That's why Hashem picked you. Just like you cooled off the fire for Hanani Mishal Vazaria, Varikas Minka Demohi, and it went away from them. In other words, didn't burn them. Cain Tachmine Eshasa Laploni Bar Plonas Visiarik Minka Demohi. So too, it should be cooled off for me, and it should go away from me, this sickness. That's what you should do. Just as there's a discussion here, a halachic discussion, that generally you're not allowed to use psukim for refuah. Forget the incantations question, which I don't have an answer. Forget that. What about just using for refuah? So there's a few answers. Tosfos asks is actually in Shavuos. So the answer is like this, that one answer is it's a Sakaras Tefashos. For Sakaras Tefashos, you can do whatever you want. It's not one of the big three. Another answer, that's Sakaras Tefashos. The Meiri says that the only time that there's an Isser to use words of psukim to heal you is when all you're doing is using words of psukim. Here you're doing other actions, it's not an Avera. Okay, next. Lasimta, so some kind of disease called a simta. Le mahachi, say like this, a following incantation. Gesund. Baz bizie, mas masie, kas kasie, sharlai, ba'armalai, alain malachai, desh taluchu, me'aridis dom. Ula asa shechina ki'evin, and for a different shchin, for some kind of shchin. Bazach, bazich, bazba, baz, bazich, mas, masich, Kamon, Kamich, Enayich, Biad Enayich, Biad Asrich, Bach, Zarich, Kiklot. Ukupreda delo para velo rivya, like a donkey doesn't have children. Kach lo tifre velo tirbe begufe deploni vlaplonis. So too, this disease shouldn't grow in me, like, and you mention your name. Lakipa, for another kind of disease. Le mahachi, it's something to do with shchin. Cherev shlufa vekela natusha lo shme yachov chulin machovin. Okay. Lashida, to get rid of a shade. Le mahachi, say the following. Havias depakik, depakik, havias, lita, tavur, umishumas, bartid, bartama, bartina, kishamgaz, mirgaz, v'istamoy. Lashida the base akise, for a shade in the base akise, lemahachi, say the following. Akarkafi, da'ari, va'ausi, diguryasi, ashkechusin, lashidoi, bar shirikai, Panda, Bemishre, Dekarti, Chavte, Bulu, Bechamra, Chaturise. Okay. Again, what that means. The truth is, we're not done with it. There's a Mishnah coming up. That's going to be the same thing. And then we're going to continue to the end of the parak. So we have a few things more to say. Not that much more. Now, just two more lines of halacha. That we said that B'nei Malach and Bezakin, a melech, a prince, can go out with a bell tied to their clothing. Why? Because for them, it's something chashuv, it's something normal. For them, it's something normal. And then we said everybody could do that. Why? Because all Jewish kids are princes, and it's not a problem. So, Mantana, Amar of Oshia, Rav Shimon, it's obviously Rav Shimon, the Amar who said, Kol Yisrael, B'nei Malachim Haim, all B'nei Yisrael are considered princes. Says Rashi, B'nei Malachim, Hilkach, therefore, La'ani Nami Chazi. Even an Ani can go out the Rashi of B'nai Malachim. It's the second to last Rashi before the Mishnah. Therefore, even a poor person who happened to maybe got a hand-me-down, and somehow he has a clothes like this with a bell on it. It's such a funny thing. He's so poor. He's wearing what the prince wears, right? Not a problem. La'ani nami chazi. V'lo genuz the day. It's not an embarrassment. D'lis chaziye kiyuhara v'shalit. People are going to think, what's this person pretending he's a rich man? And then he'll get embarrassed and he'll take it off. Says Rashi, no. Inami demigoy dechidushu shalosh umachvei. Or, look at this, I have a new thing over here. I got a hand-me-down. I want to show everybody. We're not choshish for any of that. Why? Because they're going to walk around like it's second nature. The prince doesn't show anybody. He doesn't impress anybody. The prince, the real prince, doesn't have to impress anybody. He doesn't take it off. He's not embarrassed. This is how he is. They dress like this in the palace. We all want to look like them. So even an ani, not a problem. It's not a problem. Asks Tosas a very interesting, very good question. Tosas asks on top. Pirsha Kuntris, V'leka l'meichash, Dilma machaychi behu v'asi lasuyi. When Achoshesh, they're going to laugh at you and make him take it off. Which is what the chashash was but other things. Right? There was a chashash but other. They're going to make fun of you. Vim Tomar. So maybe it's going to fall off and he'll come to carry it. Vim Tomar. Mikol makom, Leichash Dilma ifsik. Maybe it'll break. The Asi Lasuya, Kedamina L. Gabi Eved, Dolo Yatza, Bechosim, Shevetzara. Right, we said an Eved can't go out with that mark on him, because if it falls off and breaks, he'll come to carry it. So, why don't we choshes over here? Tosas gives a staggering answer. First Tosas' answer is, V'yesh Lomar, no, Dahachamari, Bitluyim, Bishalsheles. It's solid iron. Dolo Mavsik, it's never going to come off. Yeah, we're talking about a situation, it's never going to come off. It's not an issue. What? Right, so we don't assume that a bracelet's going to fall off, or an earring, because they're really attached to the body, and they're fastened. We're afraid of these like, you know, adornments on the clothing. Like a guy's wearing a thing that he's done ever. He's wearing a mark. So that might fall. Seth tells us it's not a chashash. Maybe your point. Not a chashash. Okay. Listen to the next. V'riva pirish, the Yerushalmi, mukila, biktanim. As we said, we're talking about kids. Afilui pasik. Even if it does fall off. Umaisi, any maisi la. Leka iser. It's only a child. So what's the avera? It's only a child. What's the avera? Carrying? He's an 8-year-old kid. Chinuch? Doesn't mention that. Right? It's a fascinating answer. Don't worry about it. It's only a child. When do we ever say that? Right? Don't worry about it. It's only a child. Right? Leke Isser. Right? Not a problem. Right? I thought that was fascinating. Right? Not a big deal. The truth at the bottom. Then he goes, there's a whole thing from Yerushalmi. Then he says, Mikol Makom, Yesh Lo Daktig, Abayin Nakad B'nei Malachim. Then why are we mentioning B'nei Malachim? Kivan Deleka Cheshasha, Imaisi Lo B'Katan B'Yadayim. If we're not Choshesh, anyway, we don't care. What's this mission even mentioning? What? No. What's this? A B'nei Malachim can go out. It's like saying that on Shabbat, you're allowed to daven. It's obvious. What? No, but we're saying everybody, as the Rashi said, everybody's a B'nai Melech. Not extra. Everybody's a B'nai Melech. So what's the mission telling me? That a B'nai Melech can go out this way. That's like saying, on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear pants. It's true. It's like totally redundant. It's not necessary. Now, according to this, there's no Shiloh that even if he falls off, he's only a little kid, let him pick it up. Not a Daraisa. Not a little kid. It's only Chinuch. It's alright, we'll live with it. So what's the mission telling me? That you're not allowed to, right? What's the mission telling me? You're allowed to do this on Shabbos or Shkoyach? You ever told us this? So tell us the answer is, no. So we're rejecting the first answer that it's on like iron, bolted on, it's never coming off. We're saying that even if it falls off, we don't care if the kid picks it up. So Tosus is going to answer, yes, that's true, but we're afraid that the father will pick it up. And then we have to come along and say, you're right, the Yesh Lomar says, Di lav b'nei malachim, havi mechaychi olai b'nei malachim, kol shah. I would have thought that the real princes are going to laugh at you. What do you think you are? You think you're a prince? You're a pauper, right? They're going to laugh at you. The e efsher shelo yishma aviv me'olam, and it's not shaykh, the father's not going to hear about that. The yitlam aviv b'yadav, he's going to come to carry. But now that we came along and said, no, every Jew's a b'nei melech. So no one's going to make fun of you, and it's not going to happen. Such an interesting tosis, no? Very interesting. Okay, back to that was the first answer. The first answer was, everybody's a b'nei melech. That's exactly what Rashi said, not going to happen. Because he's one of the princes. But the Rashi said, we can't even understand what this means. Right? Because human nature is, if you're playing that game, you will show off. Because you're really not, it doesn't really fit you. It's not really you. Correct. So there's a hashkafa to that. There's a hashkafa to that. It's 100%. Now, go to a poor guy and stick him in the very rich shul. He doesn't fit in there. Right? He doesn't fit in there. Yeah, he can dive in the way they dive in too. He doesn't really fit in. So what are we saying? No, he does fit in because he's B'nai Melech also. Okay, it's a hard thing to swallow. It's true, but it's hard for people psychologically. Okay, but the Gemara assumed that in those days it was different. Okay, maybe it's the same thing today. That's one answer. The second answer is, Rav Amar Ba'arig B'ksus over Divrei HaKol. Now, you don't have to come out that it's only Rav Shimon who had this hashkaf about B'nai Malachim. It could be everybody, but it was woven into the garment. If it was woven into the garment, then not worried about it, and also maybe that's not what the B'nai Malachim wore. So anybody could wear that. Even everybody wore that. That wasn't something to show off. It was something to, you don't show off your pants. You don't show off your shirt. You only show off things that are special, things that are extra. Okay. Last mission of the parak. Listen to this mishnah. Yotzin bebeitzas hachargal. You're allowed to go out with the egg of a grasshopper. Ubeshein shul, and with the tooth of a fox. Ubemesamer min hatzalov, or with the nail from a cross. From a gallows, right? You can go out with all those things. What's going on here? Why are you taking these things? Why are you walking around with these things? So the answer is because they're good luck charms, right?
On Shabbos,
mishum refua, because there's some kind of refua. Divrei Rav Meir. Chacham omrim af b'chol, osun af b'chol. Even on the weekday you can't do this. Why? Forget carrying, forget refu, forget Mishum Darkei Amori. What does Darkei Amori mean? Darkei Amori means the pashtus, you're copying the goyim. What's wrong with copying the goyim? So Rav Moshe already has a tshuva. Somebody asked Rav Moshe once, What's the story with wearing pants? How do you allow to wear pants? Goyim wear pants. So Moshe said, that doesn't mean Darkei Amori. Darkei Amori doesn't mean anything a goy does. It means anything a goy does with no reason. Anything a goy does without a reason. Right? So why do they wear pants? Because that's how it's very comfortable. Right? They used to wear robes and togas, and now they wear pants. It's not Darkei Amori. What? Ah, so we're going to see in a minute. So they hold it's not refuah. We're going to see about that. It's a good question. He says, but it's refuah. So we're going to see in a minute. Now Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says, there's only one Rashi in the Mishnah. He says, Darkei Amori, nechush hu, it's nechush. What's nechush? Witchcraft. Ksiv, and it says, don't copy the guy. You can't go in the guy. You can't copy a guy. And again, that doesn't mean wearing pants. It doesn't mean doing things that are normal. It means doing things that are not normal. Doing things that have no reason. It means two things. Doing things that have no reason. Doing things that have no reason. Or doing things that are related to avodah zarah. Those two things. Right? So Rashi says it's witchcraft. Because it says, so after Rashash, why do I need b'chuk keseim lo seleichu? What about, there's a halacha called lo sinachesh. Don't do witchcraft. Rashi seems to meld the two. Rashi seems to blend them. There's some kind of connection between the two. That the witchcraft is connected to don't copy goyim. What about witchcraft for witchcraft's sake? That might be a separate thing. But no Jews engage in witchcraft. It's a very difficult Rashi here. What does Rashi mean by this? Okay. Says the Gemara, Yotzim bebeita sachargal, you can go out with the beta, with the egg of a grasshopper, the avidi l'shichla, it was some kind of ear protection. Ubeshein shel shul, and the tooth of a fox, the avidi l'shinta, they did it for someone who couldn't sleep. You have insomnia? This will help you. Now, the chayi l'man denoyim, a live fox for people that couldn't sleep, and, I'm sorry, for people that sleep too much. How do I solve that problem? Too much. And the Misa, a dead fox, Laman Delonayim. A dead fox for somebody that couldn't sleep, for insomnia. Ubu Masamir Min Hatzalov, and from the nail from a gallows, the Avidi Lazirfa. They would do it for some kind of wound. It would heal a wound. Okay? Mishum Rifua Divir Meir. Now here comes the kicker of today's daf. Abaye Ramidar Orin Tavayu, Abaye and Rabbi both say, Kol Darva Shiyesh Bo Mishum Rifua. Ain bo mishum darkei amori. Anything that has a refua, anything that's done for refua, it's not darkei amori. It's just not darkei amori. Says Rashi. Rashi says, shiniris refuaso. The refua is visible. In other words, you can see what you're doing. In other words, kigon, for example, shtias kos. You drink that concoction. What is that? What's in there? Yeah, a bunch of herbs. What kind of thing is that? Yeah, but it's for refua. Or, tachboshes maka. You put the following, smear the following concoction on your wound, it'll make it better. What is that? What's in this concoction? The witch doctor made it up. I have no idea. It's all witchcraft. That's not a problem. Says Rashi, you see what you're doing. Ask the Rashba and the Ran and all the Rishonim, but carrying a cross, or the nail of a cross, you don't see what you're doing. You're not doing anything. That's not what Rashi said. Right? Again, I don't know how to answer Rashi. Right? You're walking around with a fox, the tooth of a fox. It's a refuah. Says Rashi. Right? That can't be according to Rashi. What's Rashi going to do with the Mishnah? Right? So they hold, all of them held, the refuah doesn't have to be nicker. That's not a requirement. You know what it has to be? It has to be that it works. Has to be that it works. It's a proven work. This is a proven remedy. It's a proven remedy. Why it works, that I don't know. But the goyim know that when they have this problem, do that. It sounds like it's witchcraft. That's all right. It's not a problem.
You definitely can't go out on Shabbos without it being proven?
What? So we're gonna get to that question? We asked that yesterday. So we said it has to be, it's like it's proven. It's exactly the same answer. It's like a kameya that's proven, and therefore it's not an issue of carrying. It's proven. Now, we're talking about now the weekdays. Forget Shabbos. We're talking about the weekdays now. Isn't it witchcraft? No, because it's proven. This is a proven remedy in the world. I had the gun figured it out through... I don't care how they figured it out. I don't care how they know. I don't care why they know. It works. It works. It's no different than medicine. What's the difference if it's an antibiotic or it's some concoction? No difference. It works. If it doesn't work, you run into witchcraft problems, right? To do a rain dance, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't do that. But to have something over here that somehow makes your wound go away, how it works, I have no idea. It works. Right? That's not a problem. That's what Abaye and Rava meant. Rashi said, no, you see what they're doing. That can't be, that's a very difficult answer. Right? Rashi really needs a head. Because here, you're doing things that no one can see what you're doing. No one knows why this works. Okay, next. Now, ha'ein ba rishum refua, yesh ba mishum darkei mori. And if it doesn't have refua, then it's a problem of copying goyim. V'atanya, what we learned, ilon shemeshar perotav. If a tree has too much fruit on it, there's too much fruit. The fruit's falling off because it's too much. So tavo b'sikra, they would make it red. They would color it red. V'tono b'avonim, and they would hang stones on the branches. Why? That would somehow get the fruit off, and it would make it better for the tree. So bishlam v'tono b'avonim. I understand why they're doing the putting stones there. Kihechi d'lachuchesh chalei. So that it weakens the tree. It weakens the tree, so it won't be too much fruit there. Ela sokra basikra, my refuah cover. Why are they making it red? What is that? That's like pure witchcraft. So he says, no, I'm not doing it for that. Just want to do kihechi delachazi inchi. The people should see. This tree is sick. They'll daven for the tree. Kids, it's tiny, like we said. Tome yikra. You announce that a guy has tzaraas. What are you announcing it for? It's so embarrassing. What are you announcing? The guy spoke Lashon Hara. What are you doing that for? No. Tzarech lodia tzairo l'rabim. People should know about someone's tzar. For rabim yidakshu olav rachim. They'll daven for you. It's not a bad thing. It's a good. Same thing over here. It was not witchcraft. It was just a mark. Just a neon sign. This tree is sick. That's why they painted it red. Well, not, nothing to do with witchcraft at all. Why not? You daven for the guy's parnasa? The crap should go? Not such a crazy thing. Amar Ravina. Ravina and Kuvsi Badikla. Who do we say that we would hang a day cluster? Kiyai Tana, this is what we're saying. Tani Tana Perik Amaroy Kamedra of Achibar Oven. They learned this, Amaroyim learned this in front of Achibar Oven. Amale, Kulu Ispuhu Mishabdaki Amori. The whole list of things that are Mishabdaki Amori. Labar Mahani, except for the following. Mi Shieshal Etzen Begrono. Someone has a bone stuck in his throat. Maybe me also hamin, bring a bone, another bone, from the same animal, umaniach ale al kadkado, and put it on his head. Filei mahachi, say like this, chad chad nachis, bala bala nachis, chad chad, ein bom mishum darkei mori. It's not a problem. What? How that works? Again, it's a refuah, it works. Use it and get healthy. Leidra, for a fish bone, filei mahachi, say the following, nanatza kimachat ninalasa, like the way the needle goes in and out, kitris, like a shield, Shia Shia. That's gonna work. Omer, if someone says, God Gedi, my mazel should overflow, Visanuk, what does Visanuk mean? Visanuk low, I'm sorry, and it should be tired. Ashki Bushki, right? Day and night. Yesh bo mishum darkei amori. That's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, God ain el lashon avodah zarah. The word God is a name of Avodah Zarah. Shinemar ha'orchem l'gad shulchan. It can't even be the name of Avodah Zarah. It's the name of one of the Shvatim.
I don't know.
Anyway. No. It means God, right? By the way, the word God, the letters of Gimel Dalet, always mean more. Always mean, like, those two letters, like Geder. Offense. It stops the growth. All the words like that have that. Okay. Hu b'shma v'hi b'shmo. You call a woman by a man's name, and a man calls a woman by a woman's name. You switch around the names. Yesh bo mishum darkei amori. That's a problem of darkei amori. So I saw how many.
You can't have a unisex name.
How many names are there like that?
Cash.
No. In Hebrew. In Hebrew.
Don't
what? I can think of three. I can think of three names that are the same.
Yonah.
Simcha, Yonah.
Elio.
No. That's a nickname. There's no Eli. It's Elisheva, Eliyahu, right? And I just saw in the sefer I have that there were Gaonim with the name Tamar, Rav Tamar, which is also a girl's name. It's in this last week's parsha, right? Tamar. So I can't think of too many. Maybe in Divrei Hayamim there's a man named Miriam. Right? Yeah. Because Miriam, and I look at Rashi there, or the Radak, one of the Mepharshim says, shame Adam. Like the same for man. There aren't that many of them. But we're not talking about names like that. We're talking about where you go over to a woman, you go over to a man and you call him Esther. Right? Or Avigail. Those are women's names. Okay. Donu Doni, if you say that, what does that mean? That I should, my barrel should be strong. Yesh b'mishum darki amori. Yehuda Omer ain't done el lashon avodah zarah. Again, it's the name of a shevet. It's also the name of avodah zarah. Shenemar ha'nishvayim ba'ashmas shomron v'amri chay elokecha don. Ha'omer la'orev, if someone says to a raven, tzarach, you should cry. Ula aruvta, and to a female raven, shrieky, you should shriek. V'achziri li zvanecha l'tova, and your tail should turn to me for good. Yesh b'mishum darki amori. It's also a problem. Omer, if someone says, Shachto Tarnagal Zeh, let's check this chicken, Shakara Arvis. What is Shakara Arvis? Because it's called a raven, for Tarnagolas, or this female chicken, Shakara Gavris, which is called a male, Yeshua Mushum Darki Amori. It's actually brought down in the Ramah, this halacha. It's all. Okay. Eshtav Otsi, I'm going to drink and leave over. Eshtav Otsi, I'm going to drink and leave over. Yeshua Mushum Darki Amori. Hamevakas beitzim bekozel. If I crack eggs on a wall, b'fnei afrochim, in front of the young chicks. Why do you do that? Somehow it's some kind of practice about having more, about having revach. Yesh mishum darkimar. It's a goyish thing. Hamegit b'fnei afrochim. If you stir in front of the chicks, yesh mishum darkimar. It's also a problem. Hamarkedet. If you dance. V'hamona shivim ve'echad, or you count to 71 efrochim chicks b'shvil shel yamutsu, they shouldn't die. Yeshu mishum darkei mori. This is all witchcraft. Hamakadachas hamarkedes lekutach. If you dance in front of the milchik dish, v'mashtekes la'adashim. What does mashtekes mean? Or you crush? No, it doesn't mean crush. What does it mean? Hamashtekes es ha'adashim. Es ha'adashim. What?
A woman silences by...
Oh, she writes, she quiets down people by the lentils. Umetzaveches legrisin, or she yells at the beans. Yeshu mishum darkei amori. Hamashtenes b'fnei kedera, so she goes to the bathroom in front of the kedera. B'shot tzvashal meheru, so she cook faster. Right, you ever heard of that one? Yeshu mishum darkei amori. Avol, but, nosten kisem shel tut, if you put in some branches of berry, b'shivrei zechuchis, or pieces of glass, b'kedera in a pot, b'shot tzvashal meheru, that you're allowed to do. You want to cook faster. Chum osin mishivir shivir zechukis. And then sakana. What, are you going to eat glass? You can't do that. It's a sakana. Tanar abazin. Nosin bul shal melech atoch haner. You're allowed to put a piece of salt into a candle. B'shvil shatoyer v'tadlik. That should light better. B'nosin tit v'charsis. You can put dirt and clay tachat haner under an air. B'shvil shatamtin v'tadlik. So that it should keep on lighting. Amar arzutra haiman demichsi shraga. If you uncover the candle. The mishcha of oil. I'm sorry, if you cover it, umagali naft, or you reveal, you open up, you expose the naft oil. You're doing that because you're cheap. So ka'avar mishum baltashkes. You're just the opposite. You're wasting. You're over on baltashkes. Chamr v'chai lefum rabbanon. If someone says wine and life to the rabbanon, ein bo mishum darkei mori. That's not a problem. Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva. She'asa mishta levno. He made a party for his son. V'al kol kodes v'kodes, each and every kodes. Shehevi amri tin chamer v'chay lefum rabbanon. Chay v'chamer lefum rabbanon ulefum talmidehon. For the rabbanon and for the talmidim, that's all okay. Hadron alach b'me'isha. Hadron alach b'me'isha. Hadron alach b'me'isha. Tomorrow we start the seventh parak. So, in the end of Masechta Shabbat, in the very back, it's the legs. Is what's called the Tosefta on Shabbat. And the Tosefta, the 7th and 8th parak of the Tosefta, the 7th and 8th parak, are all dedicated to Darkei Mori things. Okay? All dedicated to Darkei Mori things. So this is a mission from the Mishnah, right? So here's what he says. Elu dvarim midark. There are two Toseftas here, which sort of contradict each other. See if we can figure this out. Elu dvar midarkei Mori. Here are the following things that are Darkei Mori. One of them is Hamasaper Kumi. I don't know what that means. Okay. Where is it? Yeah. The Hakosher Mitolteles Al Yurecho. If you tie some kind of thing on your thigh. Or Vichut Adom Al Etzba'o. Or you tie a red string on your finger. tie a red string on your finger, that's Darkei Mori. But Perek Zayin. In Perek Ches it says, in Halacha Dalid, it says, Ha'omer, Lav. One second, where is it? Yeah. Ha'kosher Chut. If somebody ties a string, now, it says Ayin Gimel, which means Al Gabe, on top of, but it's in parentheses. So, no one knows if it should be read or not. So, Hakosher Chut, the next word is Al Gabe, Adom. So, does it mean you tie a red string, or you tie on something red? If it means you tie on something red, it's not a stira. Right? Either way, it's not a stira. It says it twice. If you tie a red string on your finger, it's Darkei Mori. If Hakosher Chut Adom, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Darkei Mori. Rabbi Gamliel says Ein a Darkei Mori. For Beleza Baratadok Omer Hareze Darkei Mori. So everyone said, but if it says Al Gabe Adom, that means you have a red bowl and you're tying something over the red bowl. So is that witchcraft or not? Is that Goyish or not? It's a Machlokes Tanoim. What about the first halacha? The first halacha is no argument. You're not allowed to tie a red string. So, you have a statement here called Minhag Yisrael Torah, written by somebody in Muncie, and he writes like this. He says, how do you reconcile these two? So he says like this. He says, you don't have to tell me. He says, where is it? If you read the words Al Gabe, right, it's on something red, then there's no heter to tie a red string. It's pure Avodah Zarah, right? It's pure Gayesh. There's no heter. It's a Beferish or Toseftis. You're not allowed to do that. No one argues on this. No one, there's no other text. There's nothing. No one argues. You're not allowed to do it.
It only says the finger.
Ah, so does that mean only the finger? So he says like this about that issue. He says, he quotes a sefer called, Divrei Torah Mehadura Tinyana Os Ayin Aleph, says that the color red is More Al Dinu Gvura, and therefore, and it's not a problem, and it protects you from Ayin Hara. It's in a sefer. And he's writing, what kind of thing is that? The only way out of that, only thing he can, the only answer he can give is Ein Kpeda El Elitra Al Etzbo. Only on the finger it's a Aval Ashar Makomos Ein Cheshash. Tzorich Iyun. Could that be right? Only the finger? What, on the wrist not? The wrist is all right. He says that's a Tzorich Iyun. How could that be? How could that make a difference? Right?
Well,
because the whole thing is so detailed.
Whole thing is like,
right.
So, well, who knows?
Right.
You do one thing out of
the other thing he says is where is it?
That's illogical.
Really? You think it's illogical?
No, I'm just saying, how could it only be a thing? That would be crazy.
Why?
I'm just saying, like, there's no, the whole thing is so crazy.
Yeah?
Like, to say, like, what would be the difference between the wrist and the finger? Like, what's the difference if you put something red on your hand?
So the answer is because it was something that the Goyim did. That's exactly what Moshe is saying. It's something the Goyim do that has no makar. It has nothing. It has no source. It's not something that makes sense. Wearing pants makes perfect sense. Stopping at a red light makes perfect sense. So these things make perfect sense. You could do that. You should do that. Right? We're talking about things that either avodah zarah. So we're not saying it's avodah zarah. It could be. It is. But we're not saying that. We're saying what is this nonsense? So if it's nonsense and it makes no, and the Goyim are very machbid about it, you shouldn't do it. Now today, only Jews are machbid about it. Maybe some tribe somewhere, who knows? It's only the Jews. But that doesn't matter, because the root is, it's something that the Goyim were machbid about, it caught on by us, they forgot about it. It's exactly what Ramosha's talking about. It's exactly what he's things that have no purpose. That's what it is. That's the Avera. That's the Isser. Not things that make sense. It's things that make no sense.
No, I understand. I'm just saying
it's perfect sense what Ramosha said.
The Sefer only says tying it on your finger.
Right.
He says, well, what's the difference if it's on the wrist?
He says there's no exactly, there's no difference.
I'm saying...
He said, Tzarech Iyun, Tzarech Iyun, that's why it's okay.
What if it's a blue string?
What? So you won't see that by Kaver Rachel, a blue string.
I'm just saying, like, that...
So where'd the red string come from?
Every detail matters.
So where'd the red string come from? The answer is, says the Tosefta, it came from the Gayim. It came from the Gayim. Tosefta, they said, who wrote the Tosefta? Panoia? It's very old. It's a very old Gayish minhag. Very old. Yeah.
But isn't it goes down to a more basic thing that if you put on this red string and it's going to prevent the Lashon Hara, prevent something bad.
Right.
It means you're saying, in effect, this red string is more powerful than Hashem. Because if Hashem wants something to happen,
You can say the same thing about medicine. But I'm taking this medicine, I'm outsmarting Hashem. No, you can't. No one says that. Why? Because Hashem built into the world there should be a normal person, medicine's normal. So the whole daf was there were things that's what Rashi was saying. It has to be that you can see what you're doing.
Right.
When you drink concoction, right. You'll get better. We don't know what's in it. It doesn't make a difference.
See,
but the Ron of the Rashi said no. If it works. Even if you don't understand it, even if you're not doing it, I'm walking around with this thing in my pocket. It works. Why does it work? I have no idea. So they tested it out. And the tooth of a fox worked. The tooth of a dolphin didn't work. The tooth of a fox. So they used to do it. Says the Ron of the Rashi, it's not a problem. According to Rashi, that would be a problem. Because according to Rashi, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
But the other Rishonim argued on Rashi. They said it's not. So you want to rely on those Rishonim, you can rely on those Rishonim. But what are you doing exactly? What's a proven thing? So we don't have anything proven today. Do you have anything proven? Any non-medical remedies that are proven that work?
Of course not,
right? So in those days, it was a whole different world.
There's also a big difference. What? Wasn't curing a physical problem, but curing a spiritual or metaphysical problem.
Right, so this is not spiritual. The only spiritual thing we know is... Iron Hara is not a physical problem. Iron Hara is all in your head. Or this is a real thing out there called Iron Hara. Right. All right, we'll stop here. No, I don't. That if that what you kosher chut avodah zarah adom. I don't know. He didn't say that in here. All right, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we get back to real Mesechta Shabbos. Have a good day and a free Hanukkah.